You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org. Grace and peace to you all. Happy Easter. My name is Chelsea Cornelius, and I'm on the pastoral staff at Covenant Presbyterian in Madison, Wisconsin. Though now, right now, I'm coming to you from Meritor Hospital in Madison, where I work full-time as a hospital chaplain. We're in a reflective room space off of our chapel in the hospital, and so from wherever you are, your living room, your office, greetings to you from here. Thank you for being here with us today. What I want to do today is reflect a little on this question of do not be afraid. And I say it as a question because I think so often it's a goal rather than a reality. And that's definitely been true for me, and I wonder if that's felt true for some of you lately. And so we'll think about this Eastertide theme of do not be afraid, the reminder that we hear more than once in the resurrection story that we heard last week on Easter Sunday, and that we'll hear going forth, what that looks like for us in our lives right now and in our world. Our scripture reading for today is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. These are the final words of the Gospel of Matthew. The Great Commission. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, till the end of the age." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Twice in our gospel leading up to these final words of Jesus, he's resurrected and he's met back up with his disciples, and he offers this final word. And before that, we're given the direction, the disciples are given the direction, do not be afraid, twice. Once at the tomb, the women are told that by an angel, and then a second time, Jesus tells his disciples, do not be afraid. And part of that, if we pair it with what we hear at the end here, is do not be afraid, because we've got work to do. It's ascending. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And of course, the reminder, I am with you always till the end of the age. Do not be afraid. I think about this, do not be afraid, this reminder, this call, perhaps, to not be afraid. Not only because Jesus is with us, with me, with the disciples, but because there's work to do. I have definitely felt that lately, that there is work to do for me. My day-to-day as a chaplain in this hospital has been busy. I work in perinatal services, and babies are being born, and parents are nervous, and there is a lot going on all over the hospital. So I work in perinatal with nervous parents and little babies, and I work in our adult ICU. Very, very worried families and critically ill patients. And so in that respect, I'm not far at all from the COVID-19 epidemic. The agony and the fear, the grief that it causes, the real worry, the real fear that I think all of us carry. And as a New York Times article recently suggested, it's my job, it's the chaplain's job to run towards the death and dying, to run towards the grief and the fear, to run towards the agony and the ambiguity of all of this. Face mask and face shield in hand for me right now. I run, I go. I'm here at the hospital every day with really good colleagues and a really good team and really good support. And I give thanks for everybody who is going to work. I give thanks for everybody who's staying home. We are helping each other. You all are helping us, and we're hopefully helping you. My job does look different right now, though. We're about at half of our normal staff number that we normally have. And of course, as you see in the media and in photographs, we're all equipped with masks, face shields that go over our entire faces. I don't go into COVID-positive patient rooms, but I spend time outside those rooms. Families call and request, can the chaplain say a prayer outside the door? Can the chaplain be present during a procedure? And so I stand outside lots of doors and say lots of blessings and prayers. And sometimes I just stand there and be a calm, non-anxious, peaceful presence for the family who is afar, for the patient inside, for the staff who needs those reminders that there's people on their team. My goal is to be a steady, at-ease presence. Though I will admit that I have moments where I am not so at ease, where I do not feel so steady. I feel even fearful. I feel afraid. And so this invitation of Easter, of our scripture that says, "Do not feel afraid," I hear as a reminder and a really difficult task at times. I feel afraid because I'm afraid, because it's not comfortable to be afraid. I feel afraid because I've never done this. I feel afraid because I'm young. I've been in this job as a full-time chaplain for 8 months. I am fresh out of graduate school in Chicago. I've landed here in Madison at Meritor. In this new job, I'm 27. Some of the ICU nurses and the social worker affectionately refer to me as the puppy chaplain because I'm young and I have lots of energy and I think creatively and I ask good questions. And those are all lovely, lovely things about being new to a job. But I have felt afraid of that newness and afraid of being so young recently. It's not so fun to be the puppy chaplain in a pandemic. I feel young. I am young. And I have beginner's mind. That's at least what the social worker who calls me the puppy chaplain also reminds me and reminded me during week one of my job and is reminding me now. I remember her saying to me during one of my first weeks of work, "Chelsea, I know you're young. I know that you've never done this. You have beginner's mind. This is all fresh. This is all brand new. And if you take it seriously, you'll realize beginner's mind is a precious gift." She said, "You'll never have it again. Know that it's precious." I try to hear those words. I try to hear that reminder. I'm curious about other people's experiences of beginner's mind. What are the things that for you that maybe now you're excellent at, you remember learning for the first time? I'm curious about those things from work or a hobby you started or a task you tried and tried again to complete well. If there is a comment section underneath the post that you're seeing this on or on the Covenant website, I would love to see your reflections on your experience of beginner's mind. Did it feel precious? Did it feel fearful? Maybe a little of both. I'd love to hear those if you're willing to post them. When did you, have you, are you experiencing beginner's mind? What does that look like for you? Because I think it's not just me. I hope it's not just me. Because I think what we're experiencing right now as a community, as a nation, as a world, is a kind of beginner's mind. We have never done this before. Certainly, historically, something has looked like this. Many things have looked kind of like this. But we have never done this before. Whether that means you're at home or at work, whether that means you're trying to find a new routine or you are really struggling, we've never done this. Our work is different, our home is different. We're making the road by walking. We're all at the beginning. And I hope that the Easter story might have something to offer us here. Each gospel in our New Testament text, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, end differently. Their Easter story, so to speak, ends very differently. Mark ends on a cliffhanger with a little bit of confusion and a big question of what happens next. Luke has a very smooth bridge into Acts, where we continue the narrative of what exactly happened, how it all went down. John ends with, "If only I could say all of the stories that could ever be told about Jesus." And Matthew ends on a commissioning, a sending of Jesus' last words to his disciples, to a community that perhaps needed some guidance, needed some organization, needed some hope about what was possible, about what they could do, needed some reminders about what they could do together, what they had been taught. For Matthew, the end is the beginning. The final words of our gospel, the final words of Jesus are ascending, a starting place. Jesus reminds us, go, teach, baptize, make disciples. Go. I am with you always. Start. Begin. Begin again. I am with you. Do not be afraid. For Matthew, the end is the beginning. And in Easter, we're in just the beginning. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday, but it is Eastertide. We are celebrating Easter. It might look different right now. Easter looked different. This week looks different. It will continue to look different for a while. And so in the midst of that, where are we going to begin and begin again? Where is our beginner's mind showing up? Probably, for a lot of us, it's at home, safe and comfortable, maybe too comfortable, maybe getting a little antsy. But what does that look like? Is it baking or cooking or trying to learn or take classes online? using technology, trying to figure out Zoom for the first time in your life, how to adapt work to home, how to adapt your home into a workspace, how to take care of family that are far away, how to take care of ourselves, our own bodies, our own minds. I'm beginning to remember and to hope that my own beginner's mind is teaching me something, that it has taught me something, that I am equipped, that I am prepared, that I've got a good team, that I'm not alone. In Easter, we're in the beginning. And that means if we're up for it, we have beginner's mind. And my hope is that if we can get past the fear and the discomfort of beginner's mind, we'll remember, we'll see that it's precious, and we'll never have it again. Thanks be to God. Amen.